Welcome to the new reality edition of Bite Marks Cafe right here on Hawaii Public Radio, HPR 1, where we serve you the first bite of today's science, technology, and innovation. I'm Bert Lum. And on today's show, we have Tiffany Nguyen. She's the Senior Director of External Affairs over at Elemental Impact. And she's here to talk about the EPA's $100 million greenhouse gas reduction fund and also the rebranding of Elemental Accelerator to Elemental Impact. And of course, you know, what can we expect charting our path into the not too distant future? But Tiffany, I want to welcome you to Bite Marks Cafe.
Yeah, thanks, Bert. Great to be back here.
Now, I've had you on a lot of times, and we're talking about, geez, I don't even want to remember, you know, what you were called before Elemental. It was like, I don't. Anyway, Elemental Accelerator. Tell us a little bit about what Elemental Accelerator does and why the rebranding at this stage of the game.
Yeah, happy to. So Elemental started about 15 years ago now, back in 2009. Mm-hmm. And we're a nonprofit. We started right here in Hawaii. And we consider ourselves an investing platform that invests in climate companies and entrepreneurs with deep local impact. So how we support companies is actually we fund their projects to help prove out their technologies. And the technologies can range from everything from like a sensor in the ground to, you know, like measure soil health to a hybrid electric airplane in the sky and everything in between. So the sectors that we invest in are things that touch our everyday lives, everything from energy, transportation and mobility, food and agriculture, water, circular economy, mm-hmm. And the list really goes on.
And as a accelerator, do you, as a nonprofit, do you still take an equity stake into the companies that you invest in?
Yeah, we do. And actually, that is a perfect segue into why we changed our name from Accelerator. We just started to really outgrow that category of Accelerator. Mm-hmm. As our portfolio has grown, so have we over the past 15 years. When we were founded back in 2009, you know, we were seeded with funding from the U.S. Department of Energy. Mm-hmm. And at that time, there were really few early stage investors and no accelerators that were working on supporting energy or climate or resilience type of startups. So as more money has started to go into, you know, like the early stages and our portfolio has matured, our entrepreneurs have hit new roadblocks and now need different types of capital, like project financing, to finance their first like 1 to 2 to 3 commercial facilities. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we have a portfolio of over 160 companies now from all across the world. And we're actually about to announce our next group of companies next month, I believe.
And your typical kind of like process is having companies come in as part of a cohort, right? And then you, just like some of the other accelerators, and, you know, we've talked many times with Blue Startups and, you know, like Mana Up, mm-hmm. and typical kind of 3-month kind of a process. Is that's still a program that you will continue to do, right?
Yeah, except we're actually kind of moving away from the term cohort, because mm-hmm. we really mm-hmm. see ourselves as growing into a broader investment platform with a family of funds, mm-hmm. Working to mobilize different capital from philanthropy, government, and private investors. So the platform Elemental Impact is anchored by our nonprofit, which is supported by more than $200 million in government funding and philanthropy. And our family of funds also includes a $94 million venture capital fund called Earthshot Ventures, which we launched in 2021. So all that to say, we have different ways that we support companies now, but we still will have, you know, like that core program where companies can come into our portfolio from either our project track or strategy track to get funding from us.
Yeah, I do remember having the benefit of seeing some presentations of companies that were at a, like an early stage, and then other companies that are at a later stage, and then you basically kind of have programs that are more suited to their particular stage in their development.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that's where, you know, over the past 15 years, we've supported over 160 portfolio companies, over 100 projects, have funded them about $40 million. And from that $40 million, they've been able to raise about $10 billion in follow-on funding, which is pretty incredible.
So Elemental Impact, did you... Who came up with the word impact, and what does it, how does it get conveyed, I guess, in terms of your narrative?
Yeah, you know what? That's a really great question. And I feel like most people that I talk to about the shift, especially those that are in this space, are like, oh, that just makes so much sense. Mm-hmm. Because we're definitely more than an accelerator. And, you know, we consider ourselves an organization on the cutting edge of really trying to meet the moment to support our funders. You know, like one example is when COVID hit, our startups were struggling. You mm-hmm. know, the entire world shut down. So the runway that they had, some of them only had a couple months of runway. So we came up with different financial tools to, you know, help them bridge some of those funding challenges and gaps. And that's really why we exist. Like, we know this space is extremely hard to fund. And that's the gap that Elemental exists to fill.
Well, and you know, the other thing, and we could probably talk a little bit more about this, you know, later on in the show, you've been around for 15 years and you've been able to maneuver through various administrations, and I think it's important to, you know, sort of learn from the lessons learned from, you know, when you first started, and so we can talk a little bit about that, because I think it's going to be important as we move into the, you know, the next administration. But getting, you know, mm-hmm. getting back to the actual greenhouse gas reduction fund, what exactly is that? And, you know, that's an EPA program. What is it that they're really kind of looking for? I mean, it's obvious in the title, but how do you see applying that to the selection of companies that are now, you know, being presented to you folks?
Yeah, so this is actually a $27 billion fund. And we did not get $27 billion. I'll put that out there. Mm-hmm. But there were three different competitions within this greenhouse gas reduction fund that different folks could apply for. And there are other folks in Hawaii that actually are also subawardees or recipients of part of this greenhouse gas reduction fund as well. So we're not the only ones, which is amazing and great. So we just announced that we received $100 million allocation as a subawardee, which will allow us to finance more commercial-ready projects. And one of the stipulations about, you know, this funding is that it has to be U.S.-based projects. Mm-hmm. But, you know, what's really amazing and historic about this pot of funding is that it is one of the most historic laws ever written for climate infrastructure. And, you know, this is probably something that we will only see once in a lifetime. So we're really excited to be part of this, and we're accepting applications on our website right now for projects. So it's actually a separate stream or a separate application process from our typical investment cycle with our cohort.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Well, you know,
these projects are much higher in price.
Yeah, so too. So Tiffany, I do want to ask you a little bit about, you know, the projects, as well as you made mention of some of the other recipients, subawardees that are in Hawaii. Maybe you can share a little bit about what they might have gotten, sort of a piece of the pie, and how would you differentiate perhaps what they're doing and what you're doing. So let's hold that thought. We'll be right back after this short break to continue our conversation with Tiffany Nguyen, Senior Director of External Affairs over at Elemental Impact. This is Bite Marks Cafe.
Support for Bite Marks Cafe comes from the HPR Local Talk Show Fund, which helps Hawaii Public Radio sustain and grow its locally produced talk shows. Mahalo to contributors PCAT, Pacific Center for Advanced Technology Training, and the Rice Partnership.
Welcome back. This is Bite Marks Cafe right here on Hawaii Public Radio, HPR 1. I'm Bert Lum, and if you're just joining us, we're talking to Tiffany Nguyen, Senior Director of External Affairs over at Elemental Impact, and we're here talking about the EPA's $100 million greenhouse gas reduction fund, and of course, the rebranding of Elemental Accelerator. Right before the break, Tiffany, you were sharing a little bit about the opportunity for companies to apply for being a part of, you know, this $100 million sort of EPA greenhouse gas reduction fund. But you had mentioned that the bigger project, you know, was, I don't know, something to the tune of, what, $27 billion? But then other organizations in Hawaii were also sub-awardees of that. And would you be able to share a little bit, I mean, just who they might be and how would you differentiate what you folks are doing and perhaps what the other groups are doing?
Yeah, so we applied as part of the Coalition for Green Capital, mm-hmm. which is the prime on this. And we were part of the pot that is focused on doing exactly what we're already doing with deploying climate projects across energy, transportation, water, agriculture, and industry. Mm-hmm. But there are other parts of the pot. One other competition within GGRF was called Solar for All, and I believe Hawaii Green Infrastructure Authority was able to get some of that funding. So they help LMI communities afford basically solar mm-hmm. on their homes.
Oh, and
I don't know exactly how much they get.
Yeah. Well, that's a state agency in DBED.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Are there other agencies or organizations that you know of?
You know, I don't want to anything there.
Yeah, we'll
I know HGIA is a sub-awardee. Yeah.
Okay. Well, we'll stay in your lane. Now, what can you give me a sense as to how much time it took or what was the timeline for this particular grant program? Because obviously it came out of some legislation, right? And so it came out of the Biden administration. Some legislation identified, you know, these particular funds. Do you know how long the process was from the actual law being passed to the actual application and now the award?
Yeah, this is something that our team has been working on for nearly a year now.
Oh, okay.
So, you know, like we really dedicated resources to building those relationships on the continent with the different coalitions. And luckily, Elemental plays a really unique role in the ecosystem, and not a lot of people do what we do as it relates to climate technology projects. So actually, we applied with a couple of different coalitions and, you know, are glad that we have really good relationships just across the board through this process here.
Well, another thing too is, and maybe our listeners would appreciate this. You folks are obviously based in Hawaii, but you don't just limit yourself to Hawaii companies.
No, we invest in companies from all over the world. So we're here looking for the best solutions and entrepreneurs working on some of our, you know, planet's most pressing mm-hmm. issues. But I think what's also different about Elemental is we really, really invest in community-centered climate projects. So it's part of our funding. We actually require our companies to bring on and work with community-based organizations as partners for the project, similar to how you would think of working with any other vendor to deploy a project.
Now, when you put the word out for companies to apply and you know, be a part of this greenhouse gas reduction fund, what particular avenues are you getting the word out? Is it geographic? Is it through a particular sort of industry trade? I mean, how do you actually identify the potential across the country?
Yeah, you know, like we've built out a pretty robust pipeline of startups. Like we meet thousands of startups working in this space a year. Mm-hmm. And at this point, a lot of people know about our work. So we, you know, like in addition to speaking to folks like you and, you know, like going to conferences and speaking to people about the opportunity, which a lot of people know about this opportunity as well. So they're looking for people that have, you know, like been awarded this funding to partner with. And we invite, like, we have a really open process. So we invite companies to submit proposals for projects ranging between 3 to 10 million, mm-hmm. just right on our website, elementalimpact.com.
Mm-hmm. How long has the application been open for? I mean, and are you getting responses? And what sort of projects are being proposed?
Yeah, it's been open for about less than 2 months now. The types of projects that you can imagine, it's kind of in its name. So like anything that is rapidly decarbonizing or reducing greenhouse gas emissions, right? So for many projects, that will be things focused around like energy and transportation.
Mm-hmm.
And part of this funding is that, yes, it is, you know, like intended to invest in innovative climate projects. One of the stipulations around it is that whatever solution or technology is that we invest in has to have been deployed at least, I think, 3 times over the past 5 years. But I think what's really special about this fund is that, you know, we're mobilizing private capital as part of the investments in this project. So actually, the idea of this $27 billion is that you're recycling returns for future impact. So it's the only part of like the bipartisan infrastructure law that isn't like a tax credit.
Mm-hmm.
So the idea is like this $27 billion will live on far beyond like when the money just goes out the door. It'll be recycled back into more projects, which is really special.
How does it actually recycle back?
So, I mean, similar to kind of like how we invest in companies, mm-hmm. like the capital is given out in the form of like debt and equity,
mm-hmm.
or debt or equity. Yeah.
And then, but in terms of, you know, the $27 billion, it's not, you're sharing the idea that it's just not a fixed sum of money. It's actually money that can get, earned on and get reinvested in?
Yeah, get reinvested. But also the idea of this fund is actually to bring in more private dollars. So the intention is not for, you know, the Greenhouse Gas Reduction Fund to fully fund one project. The idea is to partner with other funders. So that's like catalyzing additional private funding for these projects.
Yeah. And I like the fact that you brought up private funding. So, you know, there is an effort, I guess, to try to bring in alternative or other funding sources to augment mm-hmm. What's coming in from the EPA. So I do want to have you talk a little bit about that. We'll hold that thought. We'll be right back after this short break to continue our conversation with Tiffany Nguyen, Senior Director of External Affairs over at Elemental Impact. This is Bite Marks Cafe.
Support for Bite Marks Cafe comes from the HPR Local Talk Show Fund, whose contributors help Hawaii Public Radio sustain and grow its locally produced talk shows. Mahalo to contributor Anchor Systems Hawaii.
Welcome back. This is Bite Marks Cafe. I'm Bert Lum right here on Hawaii Public Radio, HPR 1. And if you're just joining us, we're talking to Tiffany Nguyen, Senior Director of External Affairs over at Elemental Impact. And we're here talking about the EPA's $100 million Greenhouse Gas Reduction Fund and, of course, the rebranding of Elemental Accelerator to Elemental Impact. And Tiffany, right before the break, you're talking about the money that the big project or the total funds for, you know, this effort was something to the tune of $27 billion, and Elemental has gotten $100 million of it. But, it's augmented in a way that you're looking for private investments in some of the projects. And how do you, I guess, how would you go about doing that? Would you go about it by proving to those private investors that since Elemental has already recognized maybe an opportunity and a potential, that they should actually jump on board and come in and support with their private equity money?
Yeah. So, you know, you asked a question earlier about kind of the process and how long we've been working on this. Mm-hmm. So in 2023, we actually surveyed our own portfolio of 160 companies and found that there are over 300 projects in red, blue, and purple states, in rural towns, in big cities, across all EPA regions. So we, with our own data, we already knew that there was a really big need for this funding. And I think the rename to Elemental Impact really embraces the organization's rigorous three-tiered approach to scaling climate technologies, from pilot demonstration to first-of-its-kind project and to now commercial-scale facilities. So this will continue to be the cornerstones of our work. And, you know, like part of that is bringing in, as you mentioned, like the catalytic capital. So, and because we've deployed so many projects over the past 15 years, it actually makes us much better investors because we've been working closely to the ground with our startups and founders. And we've found a lot of overlooked investment opportunities. And we actually did a white paper called The Scale Gap because we found that there is actually like a $150 billion gap in funding that keeps technologies in this climate space from scaling to their potential. So everything that we do is designed to address this gap. And the Greenhouse Gas Reduction Fund is one, you know, key and great way that we're working to meet this need.
How does the companies that you invest in and the technologies that they're working on, how does Hawaii benefit? I mean, I know that you're doing a lot across the country. You said, you know, red, blue, purple states. Of course, you know, being that you're originally from here and there's probably the heart and soul of Elemental Impact, you know, resides in Hawaii. Is there a direct kind of impact that the work that you do can benefit Hawaii, the state?
Yeah, you know, we would love for these dollars to fund a Hawaii project. So we are very actively diligencing Hawaii opportunities. But one thing to note is that this is really hard work. We've had to hire an entire investment team to help, you know, help us with this due diligence because it's actually a new set of type of dollars than what we're used to working with. And they're funding much larger projects. So yeah, to your question, would love to fund Hawaii projects. And we are actively looking at some now.
Mm-hmm. Does the end result of some of the projects that get produced by the companies, are they applicable in Hawaii as well?
For the projects that we're looking at in Hawaii, yes, absolutely. They're based here. So.
Oh, I see. Okay, so many of them are already based here.
Some of them are based here. We're looking at, you know, companies and applications from all over the U.S., but we have seen some Hawaii-based applications come through. And again, yeah, we would love to see some Hawaii projects just because this is our home. But they do have to meet the criteria set out by the EPA.
Mm-hmm. Now, you know, given the fact that you've been around 15 years, Elemental has seen a lot of kind of changes administrations and probably some of the maybe successes that you've encountered, regardless of the administration. Are there lessons learned that you can bring forward? Because you folks existed in a Trump administration. You've spent, you know, last 4 years in the Biden administration. You're entering into another Trump administration. And you survived. You survived. So how do you see kind of moving forward and the ongoing support for the work that you guys are doing?
Yeah, great question. You know, we've maintained effective partnerships through multiple administrations, like you said, because our work delivers clear economic and social benefits to local communities, regardless of party. So our focus remains constant. It's supporting, you know, entrepreneurs who are creating jobs and developing practical solutions that help families and businesses save money while building more economically, environmentally resilient communities. And we have a pretty diverse funding stream, everything, like I said, from federal, state, private, and philanthropic. And we're just continuing to grow that, or working to grow that, because people really see the benefit. And our projects have been able to demonstrate measurable ROI or return on investments. So this kind of like nimbleness and adaptability has been, I think, one of the keys to our sustained impact.
And what is your take on the entrepreneurs that are working in this field? Do they see, I mean, obviously they believe in the work that they're doing and will continue to not only develop the projects, but seek funding. So do you see much change over the time, over the 15 years, you know, regardless of what administration, that the entrepreneurs still are pretty much focused on the kind of work to clean the greenhouse gases, you know, to create better sort of circular economies? I mean, I think a lot of the entrepreneurs continue to drive the companies and the projects in that direction.
Oh, yeah. You know, I think these entrepreneurs are entrepreneurs for a reason. They saw a problem and something in their head clicked and they're like, I think I can solve this. You know, so I think they will remain as steadfast as ever in trying to solve for these very, very hairy issues that affect all of us every day. And we're here to continue to, you know, help support and fund them in all the ways that we can and provide wraparound services where we can. So one of the things that we do as well is we have a really deep bunch of coaches that we call up, and they have been great guiding lights for all of these founders.
And so the application is open now. You said it's been going on for 2 months. When do you envision it closing?
So we'll have the application up for the foreseeable future. I mean, this $100 million is, you know, for this year, and our charge is to get this funding out the door this year. So that could look like anywhere between like 10 to 12 projects.
Yeah. So when you,
if you have a project, apply.
When you're talking about this year, you're talking about 2024.
2024 and then into 2025. Yeah.
Okay. So where can people find out more information about Elemental Impact and this greenhouse reduction program?
Yeah. ElementalImpact.com.
Oh, that's so simple. Well, thanks. Tiffany Nguyen is the Senior Director of External Affairs over at Elemental Impact. And of course, Tiffany, I want to thank you for joining me today.
Yeah, thanks, Bert.
And thank you for listening to Bite Marks Cafe. Join us next week when we'll talk about how digital literacy is taking shape in our libraries. If you miss any part of this edition, you can find the podcast of tonight's show on bitemarkscafe.org. Our engineer is David Chong. You can catch us on HPR One every Friday or anytime on the HPR app or your favorite podcast application. In the meantime, you stay safe, you stay awesome. We'll see you next week on another edition of Bite Marks Cafe.